Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm happy to hear that. Just before I continue, let me tell you, I am not selling anything. I am just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Is Brand available?
Brandy?
Yes.
Brandy with an I, Brandy.
I'm sorry, are you Brandy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry about that. I apologize. Okay, Brandy, thank you. All right, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes, how long will this take?
It will just take a few minutes, and I promise I'll do it as fast as I can. I know it's already late, so I want you to have some sleep. All right, so, again, I know I'm calling your cell phone, so I'll make this as quick as possible. I really appreciate your time. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic?
African-American.
I appreciate it. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are chances 50-50, or would you probably not
definitely
vote?
Definitely vote.
May I please know what is your age?
42.
Thank you. All right. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Some people care a lot about politics. While politics is a less important to other people, how important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Is this very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong Democrat.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, the Federal Reserve rising interest rates, big business and corporate price gouging or gauging and greed, Republicans in Congress, or the COVID pandemic?
Big business.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. Use 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if isn't important at all. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. So how important do you think it is for the member of Congress to focus on reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling?
What's the highest rating?
10.
10.
Okay. Reducing crime?
5.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
10.
Making house more affordable?
10.
Creating more jobs and raising wages?
7.
Ensuring our borders are secure?
10.
Thank you so much, Brandy. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job Biden is handling his job as president?
5. Disapprove.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. All right, you can strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
somewhat approved. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about the U.S. Supreme Court?
What's the options again?
You can choose. If you choose 100, it means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Zero.
And 50, okay.
Bro.
Okay.
No, zero.
Okay, I understand. What about Donald Trump?
Negative zero.
Okay. Mitch McConnell?
Zero.
Cornel West?
Zero.
Kamala Harris?
Five.
Joe Biden?
Five.
The Democratic Party?
Five.
Black Lives Matter?
Six.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrats,
so
Joe Biden...
You asked me that you put candidates in there and then Black Lives Matter. How does that even... What does that have to do with... anyway, go ahead.
I'm so sorry about that. Yes, this is just a very general survey, and we're basically getting your responses on how you feel regarding all those organizations.
Who survey is this?
This is for a national opinion survey. We are not told for whom that is, so we don't influence on your opinion. What I can tell you is that all of your answers are completely confidential. Moving on.
Confidence. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, Independent, Cornel West, and Republican, Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden, I guess.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican, Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Brandy, now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or no worry at all?
Not so worried.
I'm sorry, you were cutting off. I apologize, Brandy.
Not so worried.
Not so worried. Okay, switching gears a bit. Now I would like to read you two statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. Statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase persecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. Statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police department. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our community safer.
Statement B.
Statement B, much more with the statement B or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
I'm so sorry. Somewhat more?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden is and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all.
Yes, a lot.
Thank you. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less.
Less. Okay. So would that be somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Brandy, I'm very sorry. I'm not sure if this is my connection, but you keep on cutting off. You said much
somewhat,
more or somewhat?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each, tell me how important that is to you. Invested $12 billion through invested $12 billion through Medicaid and allow people to continue to access home care and raise wages for home care workers. Do you think that is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. Provided $123 billion in new funds for upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K through 12 education.
Very important.
Capped out the pocket Medicare cost at $2,000 per year.
Very important.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position.
Very important.
Created infrastructure law which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country.
Very important.
Yeah, appreciate it, Brandy. We're almost there. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons some others have given or have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that is somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10. The first one I got is, when we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us, but when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has a tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. Would that be not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. MAGA, or the M-A-G-A, Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They appointed judges to overturn Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limited access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedom to make choices for our self and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure we can determine our own futures. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing. Again, you can choose from 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November. On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
Maybe the abortion laws. Yeah.
Okay, abortion laws. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or applications. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Have you used Facebook?
Yes.
Twitter?
No.
Apple News?
No.
Instagram?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
TikTok?
No.
Snapchat?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're almost done. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none at all of your neighbors are white?
Maybe half.
About half or more than half?
About half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Were one of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Brandy, these are all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much for helping me out, and I really hope you have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.